Can I give you an agenda?
No, wait.
They also got to shut it out with regards to prevent it from getting the disease from the rats and the mice and the humans crap.
Oh, wow.
Because if they do get that, we can get it.
Yeah.
So I just got to start around. I said, I can't get more than 1 month. I'm going to keep the month of getting it.
Is that a new leash?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen fleas on mice.
I haven't seen fleas.
But my dogs don't go out that much. They love to be in the house. The big guy, he hates the heat. So he is totally confused down at his top because he always was outside when it was cooler.
Yeah.
And he now is inside, it's clear.
Okay. Well, we can call the meeting to order, and it looks like everybody is present.
Plus.
Would anybody like to adopt an agenda?
I did read the agenda.
I'll adopt it as is.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Public comments for non-agenda items. Do we have any comments on non-agenda items?
I do. Rita and I have been talking about redoing the board, the bulletin board, because it's in sad, sad shape. You know, sanding it and painting it. And Bill suggested we ask people what color they would like. I mean,
that's a good idea.
We're not talking purple or anything.
You know, yeah.
Although that would stand out.
Yeah.
Pink. Something
pink
would be nice.
Not green. Otherwise, we're going to have that little man across the street throw us a fit.
The flag was down again, and there's no way the wind blew it out.
Yeah.
Oh. Because you should have seen me this morning trying to get that with the pliers.
Yeah.
So, but at least whoever took it.
But it would be fun to have. That would give people something.
Yeah.
Think about what color they'd like to have their board. There's all kinds of, we're not going to be able to do it until it cools down.
Right.
Like
so,
anybody have any comments?
I just wanted to throw that out.
I think it's a good idea. We're going to also have to submit a request for paint.
Yeah.
Because we'll need paint and sandpaper. I've got, like I said, I've got an electric sander and I'll bring my compressor down. And it'll do too.
Okay.
Any other comments? Okay. Approved minutes from regular meeting of June 9th, 2018.
Was I supposed to do the treasurer's report on that one? On the non-agenda items?
No, we'll get to reports of officers.
Oh, okay. I never know where to put it. I have a comment about our meeting, our... Anyhow, there's too many zeros on the amount of money that we deposit.
Yes. Yeah, there's not that much money.
I wish we had that's my only comment.
Good
I don't
catch.
Think it's really all that important.
Good catch. Well, what line is it on? Because I'll correct it.
It's under Treasurer B, 6B. We only did $528.
Dang.
We tried.
Yeah, I'd like to have that money.
It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's great.
Yeah, but then people are going to start wondering why we're not doing all kinds of things out there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's why we do a draft first.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to make a motion to approve?
Well, I will.
Second.
Any opposed? Okay, reports of committees. Road committee.
Okay, road halter, road yesterday, it's all clear. There's a couple people that have rocks and everything, decoration, no big deal. But there's something we did see. It's by that resort, and across the street, he dug a trench, and he's got the PVC pipe and a hose in the PVC pipe. Like he's getting water, something from somewhere. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's funny because we were like, okay, what are you doing here? But he dug a trench actually all the way across the road. Yeah. Kind of sneaky.
Yeah, because he's supposed to ask permission and
show
permits.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that's right at the resort's right there. So.
Except that that's on Country Canyon, which is actually a county easement. We don't actually own that road.
But isn't that our water?
No.
I mean, isn't it that water?
Mm-hmm.
Does it come from?
What he's doing, what I'm assuming that he's using water from the campground for the house that's across the street that he owns.
So it's coming from the resort.
Right, he owns both.
Yeah.
He owns both, but, and the other property has a well, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So he's feeding one or the other.
Yeah. Well, the yellow house is gone.
Right.
So it's got to be the blue house where Carol and George used to live.
Yeah. It's a code compliance issue because you can't do that. But the county's not going to do anything about it. You know, and I will say that he did a decent job. The road's smooth through there.
Yeah, he did.
So it's not really an issue. But yeah, it is a code compliance issue. But
we still should have been notified.
If we were to grade that, we'd be digging it up.
Yeah.
Because he did not. It's very shallow.
Yeah, it's like 2 inches, 3 inches in.
Yeah, it's very shallow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm assuming it's temporary that he's going to remove it. I don't know what we can actually do about it.
We just walked by.
But it's a good thing for us to keep it. It's something we definitely want to keep an eye on, because if he digs it back up and takes it out and then leaves a big dip there or something, then we want to. Well, we know where it was going to, so at least we know who's responsible. So.
And by Carl are Morgan and Halter and Morgan, that little road right there, it's all corroding and everything. That's getting really bad, because it had at one time blacktop or whatever, and we walked through that and we're like, that's really corroding.
Blacktop on there?
Yeah, it looks like a blacktop, yeah. It's like a little bridge. Almost a bridge. It's right by Carl's, right past Carl's.
Well, Carl's on Appaloosa.
It was on Morgan and, not Morgan, yeah, it was on Morgan and Country Canyon, yeah. Morgan and Halter, excuse me, Morgan and Halter.
Yeah. Okay, I'll
are you talking about that dip? Because it really
that's where that guy, that new guy, well, he's not new, but he's got a caretaker now living in that house on the corner of Morgan and Halter.
Yeah.
He used to have that big long hall trailer.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
But I don't remember seeing anything like that.
I could take you up to show, yeah, because it's like really corroding on sides and everything.
Well, I think the road committee. And
was it blacktop or cement?
Huh?
Was it blacktop or cement? I walked there and I can't.
I don't remember any blacktop.
I know it's paved, but I thought it was cement. I could be wrong.
It looked like blacktop to me. Yeah.
I don't remember any. Are you talking about the dip that goes on to St.
Just, no, just before Halter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dip right before.
Oh, okay, I know where you are. Yeah, I know where you are.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
It's really growing. Like, where's my grinding?
Okay, we have to excuse Rita today.
Okay, then, do you have any more?
Just a fence post up, you know, old fence post. It's everything's fine. Yeah, you get the horses around, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to go on some of you. I'll do that Friday. But yeah, there's nothing out there. It's great.
Well, Bill did we had a meeting, and a road committee meeting, and I'm recording it from Bill, because he's not here. And he mentions the water drainage report. He said Hackamore requires inspection, and Horseshoe Lane at Kathy's requires work, and suggests flood signs to go on either side. And I know there's a dip there, but I don't know if they need to have a permanent sign there or not. Then he says on the agenda we all discussed Fern Hill and the width of a gate. The road width is 24 feet, 12 feet either side of the center of the road. Residents are concerned about a lawsuit if it's widened. Fern Hill Avenue is a single wide street or road. And I think it's Avenue. I think that's the thing, it's Fern Hill Avenue. Anyway, that's one of the things he looked at. And then he reported on the monument markers. We approved 3 covered boxes for markers for Fernhill Road crew to install. Speed bumps, Carl stated they are illegal on county roads. Need to check on that. The problems noted on the dirt roads, and that's what he's talking about, those roads. And it says no agreement. I don't know what he meant by that, but.
Oh, about putting speed bumps in it, because we were saying.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. We kind of tabled it.
Yeah, because if you get that in there, you know, the water flow, that's pretty much a take care of it.
Yeah.
And then estimates for drainage
would wall you
and
things.
North of Horseshoe, and Bill to work on the estimated cost to include road signs and go from there to road signs. And the road signs we figured we needed are private road vehicle code enforced. These are the signs we're going to have to be purchasing. And we need to have at least 3 directional arrows. And I was thinking, Randy, we talked about that. Maybe when I go back up there, I'll tell him not to put the word detour on it. That way, well, we can put those arrows any direction we want. So.
Yeah, well, it's best if you have 2 separate signs, one that says detour and then one that has an arrow. That way you can flip-flop the arrow.
Oh, boy, that's
I know. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe how expensive those signs are.
Yep.
And then
one of the things that you might ask him, though, on the signs, like the detour signs, since we aren't going to be using them that often and they're not going to be out all the time, see if the plastic ones are less expensive.
Okay.
Because, again, they're just going to be stored. They're not going to be out in the weather all the time.
Yeah.
So they'll last a long time, even if they're plastic.
The sun is what kills that plastic.
What's that?
The sun kills the plastic.
Well, the other ones are made out of material, so the sun.
No, they were made out of.
They're aluminum with vinyl.
They're on aluminum. They're on what they use for all the
we're not talking about the ones on a stand.
No.
Oh,
no, we're talking about the arrows.
The temporary.
Yeah. And then Bill requested 2 road subject to flooding signs, and that's where he wants to. Not permanent, but put them over there by Kathy's, and we possibly would be able to use them over on Sand Canyon too, because that's still going to be a dip, I think. And we need a stop sign, and we're going to order a stop sign to put on a stable. And I don't know where you want to put it.
I don't know where it would be best. It's almost like a 3-way stop is needed because Mary Rodell, bless her heart, damn near took me up.
Oh, Lord.
Coming up that hill. It's a blind hill from the sun view.
Both ways, actually.
Both ways, yeah. Well, thank God I was just plodding along.
So we looked at signs that say, instead of stop sign on stable, we looked at things like oncoming traffic. You put up oncoming traffic so they would know, or yield, or watch for oncoming traffic. But that was just a thought, too. I don't know what you want to put it, but you should know to stop at the end of stable before you proceed, but
you can't, I agree. Yeah, if you can't see the other people coming.
Oh, that to me, that's an implied stop, but coming up Sunview.
If you
don't
come to you, you can't see
it. You can't see it, and they just whiz on by.
Especially if they fly.
So they should be.
The best thing then would be 3 stop signs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, stop signs aren't all that expensive. They're for $54.
Yeah.
So even instead of 91,
Yeah, if it's lined from both directions, it should just be a 3-way stop.
And I agree. That'll just reduce our liability.
Right?
No one's going to
stop. That'll just stop everything.
Yep, because that'd be the first question if somebody were to try to sue us. Will they just stop at the stop sign?
Exactly.
What stop sign?
Yeah.
So we don't need the yield sign. We don't need to think about watch for oncoming traffic. Okay, that'll block that out. Those are $79 a piece, so. So we'll just get the stop sign, not 3 stop signs at $54 a piece. Okay, not bad. Can't have any totals anymore.
Who are you talking to?
and I just mentioned in here where I had gone to look, and it was at Prime Signs. And then I want to check for road work ahead signs and stands. And the water company gets them, and they get them for about $180 a piece. The sign itself is cloth, so it rolls up easy to put away. And the stands are the type that will collapse and not go through your windshield. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
If you were to hit them. So I got a picture of what they have, and I got the address and stuff. And I can't order them until we vote on that kind of stuff. But that's what I have for that.
It looks like your signs, well, we'll get to that one when we get down to approving spending money.
Yeah.
Okay.
So still running us right around $1,000 or less.
So is that it for the road committee report?
I'm not going to get called. Sorry, but,
so there.
But I can't kill Carl because he is resigning from the road committee.
And life. And, yeah, and life, and Rhea, and
oh my God.
And everybody.
Oh, so I'm going to do it. But yeah, he sent me a text and he sent me a bill. He says he's resigning from the road committee. He's not going to put his input in or anything. What he said was he didn't think the directors appreciated the type his input or
trust his.
Damn you, Brandy.
No, none of you guys did. He got mad because I questioned an amount of a yard of cement because he wanted to order 12 yards of cement when we got that drainage ditch. And he had $120 a yard, and I just wanted to verify that. So I called another company because he didn't say who he called, and they gave me $140 a yard. And if he can get it for $120, it was better. Mm-hmm. But he looked over my shoulder when I was working this, and he said, I guess I'll tell you what he said.
You're comparing. it was rude, very rude.
Well, we don't worry about that, but here's the one that went to Bill, too. The board of directors think my work not good enough, therefore I not volunteer my services anymore. I withdraw my proposal and services till a different board is elected. That's what he said. And I really didn't do anything, I just double-checked.
And you're the treasurer, and that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Well, actually, If you actually read the corporation's code as to what a director's job is to ask questions and
that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I didn't think. And before he went on his trip, I asked him, "Did you verify this amount with anybody?" And he said no. So then when he gets back and he looks over my shoulder and he gets mad because of this that I don't trust him for his amounts, I said no. I said I need to get happy. I wanted to verify it, and if you can get it for less, he said, I checked at Home Depot, and he checked with another company, he didn't give me a name, and I said, I thought you were going to check with Oscar to see what it would cost to have the whole thing done by professionals, that way our liability is gone, and he stamped out of the house. There was more to it, but that's basically what it was.
That's plenty.
That was enough.
Yeah, so what can I tell you, but that's... So he resigned. He probably won't get back on it, but he resigned for now.
At the moment.
But he really is very intelligent on this stuff. I didn't doubt him. I just wanted to verify it. The guy said 12 yards of cement is a lot of cement. And he said, I have to come out and look at it, and then I can give you an estimate. And so I mentioned that to Carl, and Carl's was like, he already knew how much it was going to be and how much he needed, and because it's going to be 6 inches deep or 4 inches deep, something like that, and it was going to be 20 wide and 30 long, and I, you know, what could I say? I was just verifying. I'm sorry, people. So that's what it did.
So it's already this long.
Yeah, Rita did it.
Rita did it.
I did it. He left the group because of me. Probably better off without it. But that's a lot.
Yeah, it's 12 yards.
Yeah, that's what he figured.
But 20 by 30 is going to be 12 yards.
But I told him, I said, any company that you request, they're going to want to do an estimate. But you can't just tell them what you're doing.
Right.
When I called the guy, I admitted to him that I was completely naive on this. I had no idea. I said, I don't understand what he's trying to say, but I was trying to get just what does a yard of cement cost, and I'll worry about how many yards we need later. And I finally got the quote of $140, but he says in order to know for sure. And then in that quote, it does not include finishers. You got to have people come in and finish. And Carl says that we'll all do it on our own, but we're not finishers. I don't know if we have enough manpower, because I've worked cement before. That's pretty hard.
That's hard.
And I just don't think any of us are that capable. And
for finishing work.
But didn't say that to him, I just, you know, didn't get to.
I was going to say, you didn't get a chance to say anything.
But, no, I said plenty.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that didn't include, it didn't include taxes, didn't include delivery. If we have the yardage, which we'll have to have delivered. And it didn't include the finishers. So that's the best I can tell you. He figured 2,400, I think, was what he told us at the meeting. And again, that didn't include everything. So take it from there. I'm done.
Okay. Well, the Rules Committee has been working on a few things, but nothing, we haven't had much time to get to anything. I've started the process of looking at our bylaws, and I'm going to get a draft to Joan so she can look at it. So maybe we can get bylaws put together for this annual meeting so that it can be voted on. My biggest hope is that we can get the requirement for an audit gone, so we don't have to spend that kind of money every year to do an audit. There is no legal requirement for an audit until we have a $2 million budget, so.
Well, that's right, right?
Yeah.
We're
not
getting it. That results, your number's there.
That's why they put the extra zero in.
Right, yeah.
One more, it's only.
But other than that, I haven't had time to work on much in the way of rules, so we're kind of not there yet.
Much of working on it, that's good.
So no report.
That's a good thing. That's a good start.
Do we have any reports of officers or directors? I guess we should have a treasurer's report.
Treasurer's report.
And count out the zeros for me, okay?
No, I think you can do that.
In June, our deposits were a total of $1,476, and that was for one of the people that was in the arrears, quite a few bit in the arrears, paid up, and then another person paid up. These are assets that were deposited. We made payments to the survey company of $1,633.25, and then wrote a check to Randy for $202. Because he went down and had the release of judgment that was on John and Carl. It's done, and no longer can that ever be brought up again. And it was a total of $1,835.25. We had four credit card uses, and they were for the cement, envelopes, stamps, notary, for a total of $321.51.
That sounds about right, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
For some reason, the bank sent it to my house instead of to the association's address.
So we got to get it.
yeah, we need to get that fixed.
Yes, we do.
Got to get that paid, and I'll come by Monday and pick it up. And we just need approval to pay that.
I make a motion we pay the credit card bill.
Second.
Your total amount that you have in the bank now is $14,899.13.
Who was the second?
Me, Pat.
Pat. Any opposed? All right. Any other reports? Okay. Item 7, discussion, possible action to establish amount of and policy for assessment of late penalties and interest, and the Rules Committee has not written rules yet for approval. So no action for that item. Discussion and possible action to approve rules for election. And I put that on here just mainly so that the board is aware of what the rules for the election are. They're the same as what was last year. The only suggestion I had is that we should append the rules. It's not really rules, but the rules mention dates for notice and all that. And the board approves some of those, and we should append those to these rules so people are aware of what those dates are. the date for the notice of, you know, who gets noticed for the election, who, you know, the date that you have to be a member in good standing in order to vote. So those should be appended to the rules. They could either be appended where they're mentioned in the rules, or they could just be added at the end. Probably at the end is easiest. And that's the only thing I saw. Other than that, everything else in there looks fine to me. I didn't have any problems with it. I didn't have any problems with it last time. So, but that was the only thing I thought of, was the dates of record should be appended to it, just so everybody knows what those are. Because otherwise, we have to communicate them by sending out something else to them.
Yeah.
This way, this has got to be mailed out anyway. If it's appended to this, then it's covered.
I have a question. I can't even think of the word I want to use. People who want to vote that live out of the area that want to send their votes in?
Proxy?
Proxy, thank you. we're going to allow proxy votes, right?
We have to. It's in the bylaws.
Well,
last time. Okay. Yeah, so proxies are allowed. And I, you know, when I was looking at the bylaws to rewrite them, I thought about writing out that, because, you know, proxies are a pain. I figured out why they're in there, though. It's because if you have something that people are going to vote on at a meeting, how are you going to get 33% of the people ever to attend a meeting? Because they would have to be at the meeting, because you have to be there in person to vote at the meeting if it's not something that's done by written ballot. So if you ever wanted to take action at a meeting, you have to allow proxies, or you'll never get enough people to have a quorum.
Yeah.
That's why they did it. That's why it's in there, so that if you do need to take action at a meeting, people can go and get the proxies and can vote them, so that it can be done at a meeting.
So when our application to vote goes out, it should include a sheet for
it? No, it doesn't have to include the proxy form. I think what they did the last time was they just gave the web address where you can go to Sterling Davis and download one. And that's perfectly adequate.
You know, a lot of people will do that.
We can put it on our website as well. That way it's there for people if they want it.
They can go to the library. And Linda will send them one.
Yeah, that's true too. They can ask for one. Sending them all out just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
No. We don't want to encourage proxy. And that's something I'm going to look at, because we could write it out that for written ballots, we don't accept proxies. So for the election, the proxy would go away and we wouldn't have this headache anymore. The proxy then would only be valid at a meeting. So, I'll look at that.
A lot of HOAs have done away with the proxy.
Altogether, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the problem there is that every time you do want to do anything, it has to be done by written ballot, because you can never have enough people at a meeting to get a quorum.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yeah. But I'll look at that, too. That may be another way we can go with it and eliminate it from the election, because the election has to be done by written ballot.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it by written ballot, what's the difference if you mail a proxy in or if you mail in the ballot?
Exactly.
Yeah. So real purpose is for attendance at a meeting, because you have to be in person at the meeting.
Okay. Now, I have no problem with that. I just wanted to clarify that, because we had...
One thing I did notice, I highlighted here in the election rules, is all nominations must be submitted in writing to the board by a date established by the board. What's that date? And the board has to set that date. So, and I didn't notice this until just this morning, or I would have got with... the management trust and found out what they wanted for a date on that. I don't think they had anything on the notices. Let's see, that's, where did I put those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've got too much paper. Always. There they are. Call for candidates. Well, the ballots will be mailed out 30 days before the meeting, so the nominations have to be done by then.
Well, she's sending out the announcement in the forms. She said she wanted to get it done by the 10th, so that's...
Right, Monday or Tuesday. I was going to look through this and see if she put anything in here about when the nominations close, because that date has to be established by the board.
Oh, it's something for us in 7 days.
August 10th. So it's already set in here, but the board hasn't made that, so I think we need a motion to make that date August 10th.
Confirm it.
I'll make a motion that we make that date August 10th.
And then, if nobody has any changes that they think we need to make to the election and voting rules, I would just say we just should append those dates to it, just so everybody gets notice of them and accept them as they were. With that appended, I'll make a motion to that effect.
Second.
Any opposed? Okay. Okay. Discussion possible action to clear obstruction on Fern Hill and replace street sign. That's been carried over and carried over. One thing I did look into, fire code requires all of our roads to be a minimum 20 feet wide in all spots. We can't have anything narrower than 20 feet. So we do need to make the rocks back 20 feet so there's a 20-foot width. And that's for the fire department to get fire equipment through.
So that's just 2 feet?
Yeah, it's
moving back 2 feet. Okay.
Exactly, no big deal.
But, yeah, but the whole thing is, like I said, the email going to her, okay, you've got to really watch what you say, because like I said, she's trying to get us, she's trying to sue us again. Mm-hmm. I know she's doing something. And she can go around. Masonicus?
Oh, I know.
Hers is like 18 feet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So I would just like, I don't know, I wouldn't tell her anything. I just say it's up to them.
Well, I didn't plan on telling them anything. I just figured we'd make it a little wider and we'll make it
They're
20
not
feet wide.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I know.
And actually, the Fern Hill sign, who does that benefit? I mean, because we're on Horseshoe. We don't have a Fern Hill address. That would confuse. It doesn't benefit anybody, but I don't know. It doesn't benefit anybody. To tell you the truth, it's a dirt road. So
I'm thinking it might confuse any. Emergency vehicles.
It does.
And it
well, that is Fern Hill right there, so it would help the emergency vehicles if they were trying to find Fern Hill further down.
Well, yeah.
At least they know where to turn.
Hers is on the Horseshoe.
Right.
And
oh, I know.
You go on Fern Hill to get up to her house, so it's...
Well, how long has the sign been there? Forever.
Yeah.
And there was never any issue.
No, in this address...
Well, so they vandalized it. They started, spraying nasty words regarding us because we went to the meeting.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason we took it down. But then we had checked into everything. It's like every time we had an emergency, because you remember the drug addict across the street, yeah. Rico's right there. They couldn't find us. Because Fern Hill was there, we kept calling them, saying they have a Horseshoe address for them. They said, well, their Fern Hill's right there, they never could find us. So in case of an emergency, we're just screwed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, her driveway goes on Fern Hill, not a Horseshoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a Horseshoe address, our deed and everything.
Vice versa to what you said.
Huh? Yeah.
Vice versa to what you said.
It's just like really
it's
inconvenient.
Well, you're using the Fern Hill
her driveway.
No,
it's on Fern Hill.
A couple things saying
from you with the Fern Hill address.
Yeah, but when you called the police department and everything, like I said, that was just because that was there, it's 300 feet, it's not Fern Hill. Fern Hill starts kind of getting way up there. But when we're looking at our records and everything, we got this Horseshoe, that's confused us so much. We have a Horseshoe, then there's an address saying Fern Hill, a water company or something like that, and then we have, we thought we were Fern Hill, till we started looking into it, and they're like, you don't live at Fern Hill, you live at Horseshoe. When the county, like say the fire department, police department, they're like, we don't have an address for Fern Hill View. That's how we found out. That's not Fern Hill.
I think what that is, county's records are screwed up, which isn't out of the ordinary, because that should have been issued a Fern Hill address to begin with, because that's the direction the property faces, the house faces.
And the previous owner is not allowed,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know there's...
Paul has said, a couple times, because of this guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they, flat out couldn't find us.
Now, there's a property over here that's got an address on Elangani, and yet the property's on Country Canyon. But the county, when they did it, because the property has two streets, that's the street they put it on.
Yeah.
But that's not the place where the driveway was, so they had to go back to the county and have the address changed.
I was going to say, can't we rename it like Horseshoe Court? Instead of, because Horseshoe is right there.
That's a bigger process. That takes a public hearing and everything else. To rename a street requires a public hearing.
Well, it's not going to, the Fern Hill's just, it's not going to benefit us, and it's not going to benefit nobody. It's a waste of time, and it's going to cost money, so I'm totally against it. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know how to solve that problem. If the emergency vehicles look for Horseshoe,
and their Fern Hill's right there, we just forget it. They're not going to find us. And you're calling them. We had to call them like 10 times. No, we're right here. Oh, see the light up here? That's us. Because that Fern Hill just totally confuses them.
So, I don't know. Is somebody actually requesting we put the Fern Hill sign back up? Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then we'll put the Fern Hill sign up. I mean, it's no big deal.
Kathy, our neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So we'll put the sign up. It's no big deal. And if you wanted to get a Fern Hill address, though, the county should change that without any issue. They should. Because the driveway, everything, the property, the house faces that direction. It doesn't face Horseshoe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because when it comes up, it's always 25609 Horseshoe and 25613 Horseshoe.
Yeah. That should be a simple paperwork thing for that. But this change in the name of a road is a lot more involved.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a public hearing and blessing of the Board of Supervisors.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, Ted, go down there.
Yeah.
See about changing that dirt road. It's only 300 feet.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, though. See, they're probably not going to change that 300 feet because they're going to have to change the entire Fern Hill because they're connected.
That's true. Yeah.
And they don't want the street.
Well, I don't know. You go to Bakersfield.
You don't want the street to change in the middle of the street.
Yeah, well, they tell you all kinds of stuff in Bakersfield. We went down to code enforcement. We would saw the maps. They're saying that was a dead end. 300 feet, that's yours. That's your private road and everything. Da, 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 da. And he goes down and tells them a different story. You know what I mean? Every time you're down to whoever you talk to supervisors. And they're saying, just put a gate there. Put a gate. That's HOA property. And like I said, I looked at the gates, actually. It's called Amazing Gates. And you can get an electric gate for like $900 to $1,100. Yeah. But if you can put a gate there, then you should be able to put a gate over here. If you block it on the one point, you should be able to block it on the other point.
It's just a roller coaster.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that we just go ahead and put the sign up. That way, we'll let them be happy. And.
Well, see, that makes me unhappy.
I know.
The person that says they want it up, but I've been fighting this forever. We have, because it's not on Fern Hill. And like I said, everybody gets confused when they come in.
Unfortunately, though, one of the things that's in our CC&Rs is that's the job of the association is to maintain all the street signs. It's in the CC&Rs. All the street signs, all the stop signs, all the other signs required, we're supposed to maintain.
So basically what I can do, though, myself, I can go down to the county and I can see what's all involved about changing that 300 feet.
Yeah, because you can petition to change that road.
Okay, then that's what I'll do. Okay, yeah. I'll do that.
Is it Fern Hill Avenue? That's what it says on that little map that I have.
Probably. I'd have to look at it to see.
It's Horseshoe Lane. I can just change the Horseshoe Court. There's no confusion. It's still Horseshoe.
Well, it could be confusing because he's masked.
Okay, I said it.
It says
this little one says Avenue.
Yeah, the little you can see of it says Avenue.
Avenue.
Right here.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Oh, you can see it.
Okay, you can see it. Yeah, I'm saying when they went down there, what they said was it's confusing because it's like a cul-de-sac right here. And they explained all that to me.
Yeah.
They put it there so you know for it was over here.
Well, they need to do that at the fire department and the police department so that everybody knows that goes on.
If I'm going to order a sign, I need to know what I'm ordering.
Yeah.
So it is Avenue, right?
I don't use Hines Horseshoe. I haven't used, I saw Fernhill also.
I understand. It says Avenue on that. That's what I read.
Let's see, we got this one right here. Okay, lots 1, 13, 35.
Oh, crap, how can you understand anything on this one?
It says. God, it's so small.
Yeah.
We were reading it yesterday.
That little sign.
Horseshoe, right, it's right here. And then we're 1, 34, we're 35. Fernhill Drive.
Oh, you're kidding.
It says Fernhill Drive right there.
Well, I want court, so we'll make it 3.
Yeah.
Okay, right here.
I know, I had a hard time finding it before.
It's 1, 34, 1, 35, right here, see? Okay, right. Here, if you come down this way.
And then it says dedicated street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I see where that, oh, here's Lane, that must be one.
Horseshoe Lane. Got here, it's Fernhill Drive.
Okay.
This is right here.
Okay.
Yes, it's Fernhill Drive, right here.
So that would be by this R, or Horseshoe Drive?
Yeah.
Fernhill Drive.
Fernhill.
Golly, sorry, all that work.
I got it, yeah. I need to know what signs I'm going to order.
All right, well, we'll order a sign for Fernhill unless anybody's opposed. Discussion of possible action to install speed bumps on unpaved association roads to control speed and fugitive dust. And I guess the road committee didn't make any decisions on that?
No.
The drainage thing would pretty much kill two birds with one stone because they gotta slow down.
That's what we talked about, the drainage ditch there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have to slow down, they can't whiz by there.
Yeah.
Put a dip in instead of a speed bump?
Uh-huh. Because what Marcus was saying, he said when you put those in, they go over them so many times that actually it starts digging at the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the best way to do is just go ahead and put a drainage. Because you see, right in that corner there, all that water goes down into the road anyway. So if you put that there, we don't have to worry about it. You get them, don't worry about the speed bumps. That would work out.
Carl had some kind of paper that said it was illegal to put speed bumps on dirt roads. Now, I don't know.
Oh, I just heard Marcus saying to just wear the road stick.
But I agree, I think a dip would be the best thing.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
It slows them down on the other one.
Sure does, because she flies up behind me, Deb, the one that goes in and out constantly. We had a month, I think she got locked up. They wrecked both cars, seriously, I'm month free. But anyway, she comes down, I'm here, I slow her down on this road right here. And she, you can see her just getting mad, she gets so mad behind me. And then we go here, she slows down, but as soon as I pull in my driveway, whoa, there she goes. I'm like, this thing is crazy.
But where would the, where do you want, where do we want to put the ditch?
Right where the rocks are, that's what they were talking about, where the rocks are built up, right here.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure we got them right, please.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking speed bumps, because we could put them right on the line. That way it's demarcates where our road starts. But we could do the same thing with the dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to cement the dip?
Yeah, that's what they said. It won't, they'll just be mud if you don't.
It, that could be done, you don't have to have a professional do it.
No, just some slurry and.
Oh, Marcus said you just dig it out of the track, he said you did it.
Well, I know, but they're talking about the cement.
Yeah.
Oh, the cement.
The only one that's not going to detour is Liz, because I can hear her.
Well, she doesn't go that way, though.
Oh, okay, I'm talking about mine.
Yeah.
In front of my house, she goes that way.
We're not going up there, we're talking about at the end.
Okay, I lost you, I'm sorry.
We're talking about the end of Fernhill Drive.
Oh, okay.
Where it changes over.
Like the one we have right there on Horseshoe.
Okay.
That says slow down, yeah, because if you don't slow down for that, man, you're going to wreck your car.
Yeah, well, you can hear Liz every time she comes across it.
Well, I'll move then that we table this until the road committee decides what they want to do. Because it's not just Fernhill, we have other places where we need to slow traffic down.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We don't want to dig ditches everywhere.
We have to find out whether Carl is going to stay or if he.
Yeah, so we'll just.
And talk to Bill and get this all redone.
So I'll move that we table this.
Okay.
I second.
I'll let you.
Any opposed? All right. Well, again, discussion of possible action to approve drainage improvements at water crossing on Sand Canyon north of Horseshoe. And I guess we're kind of at a, we don't know for sure what we're going to do there yet.
Well, we did know, but now we don't know.
Right.
Oh, right in front of Kathy's, so the water just...
Not Kathy's.
Mine. Right, on my property.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
I guess...
That's bad.
If we want to go ahead and get signs, because they take a while, we could approve doing signs. So at least we'll have that part done.
I make the motion that we get the signs done and get this stuff...
That way it's ready, and then whenever we decide exactly what's going to happen there, because we'll need the signs for other projects as we move along anyway.
Okay, and on that note, are we still going to come through my property? It would save
That would be fine. Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
That's only the directionals.
The only thing is that you can move the rocks, but please put them back.
Oh, of course, we will. In fact, we'll put bigger ones so that people won't look.
Unless they want to jump over them. Yeah.
You know. I don't know why they didn't call space Rock Canyon.
Okay, where's
the sand?
No.
I actually wanted my default.
What's that?
On the agenda. Where do I put
we're doing that under the drainage improvements. Because these are the signs that we need for that.
Okay, I don't know which side.
Yeah, when
I was in town.
I would say we go ahead and do all of them while we're doing it.
Okay, the four private road signs.
And
they're enforceable.
Now the $961 number that you had here. Hi.
Oh, they, don't worry about that because we're changing.
But I just wondered, did that include the temporary signs as well, or was that plus those?
That included the temporary.
That included?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we did this like a not to exceed $1,100, that should cover all your signs.
It should, yes.
That way we could do it.
Less than that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I would make a motion that we approve getting the signs for not to exceed $1,100.
Okay. I'll second it. Okay, so we're going to get four private road signs that are enforceable. We're going to get three directional arrows for the detours. And we have two road subject to flooding signs. One stop sign.
Didn't we change that to three?
Yeah.
Change which one to
three? Stop signs.
Oh, that's right. I have it on the other paper. I don't think this one. Okay. And that's that and the Fernhill sign. And that should be all of them.
Any opposed?
Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
What about the men working or road work ahead? I don't have that on this list.
Oh, I thought that's what I was asking. Did that include those?
Oh, no.
Okay, so we need to add that to it. So that's going to put us up to about $1,400.
We'll just wipe out the Fernhill sign and we'll be okay.
Okay, so not to exceed $1,400 then.
Okay. And I'm getting, that'd be two of those.
Yeah. Any opposed? Okay.
Okay, I can call those people or email them.
Do we have any requests for future agenda items?
Oh! The gate. I'm off at the gate. Let's talk about that. Next meeting.
Okay. A gate at Fernhill?
No. Seriously.
Oh, a gate here?
Yes. We talked about that. I mean, my daughter lives, she lives in a gated community in Bakersfield, in the middle of a housing tract, and this one part is gated.
Okay.
And what they do is electronically leave it open during the daytime, and at nighttime, that's when it closes, and you have to have a code to get in.
That's when we have the little creeper that runs up at night.
Yeah, exactly. And like
we can look into it and see.
Stolen and everything.
Yeah, we'll have to find out what it takes to make this a gated community. But I think it's doable.
Yeah.
I just don't know what the process is. Because the biggest issue we've got is our bylaws say that we have to have the roads open to the public. But they don't specify what open to the public means.
Yeah.
We'll allow the public, you know, anybody
during the daytime
that wants in, we can allow them in. It doesn't mean that we have to, it doesn't give them unrestricted access.
Right.
Does that mean at night then we have to have a man?
No, just a code.
Probably not, because again, we don't.
We need a code.
The public can ask ahead of time if they want permission to come in.
Okay.
See, it does not say that we have to give unrestricted access. It just says we have to give the public access. And if that means that our gate is normally open during the daytime and closed at night, well, then that's what it means. And if you want in at night, you need to get a hold of somebody and ask ahead of time.
For the code, exactly.
Yeah.
And now it's that.
That would definitely cut down the crime and stuff up here, because it'll cut down traffic.
Exactly.
Getting cut it down in Bear Valley.
Well, it doesn't eliminate it. But could you imagine what Bear Valley would be like if they didn't have a gate?
Oh, my Lord.
So, we can look into it, though. I'll put it on the agenda and see if we can find out any information on what we would have to do. I don't know what all is involved. But it definitely is a discussion item. It's worth talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said the same thing for this whole community. Put a gate at Tatchby Boulevard.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Shut it off and not have people running in and out all the time.
Well, I think it's a whole thing about HOA. You have to pay for it.
What's
right?
that?
Paying for our roads.
In the paperwork and everything, aren't they listed as non-dedicated roads? They're not. They're just non-dedicated roads.
Yeah, the only thing is that our CC&Rs, or actually it's the deed and the parcel map, track map, specify that we have that they're open to public use.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say unrestricted public use.
Right.
So we can put restrictions on that public use.
Absolutely.
You can even have a sign open to the public, 9 to 5, whatever. You know, because I know that Ben's has to come in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's working out.
And you know, have FedEx and all.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's definitely something to look at, you know, and see what we could do.
What, at Christmas time, they come in as late as 9 o'clock.
Christmas time,
well, you make it such a job. Like I said, the gates aren't that expensive, and like I said, they're kits. We put it together.
Randy, you might check, too, because I don't know how they get around it, but Mountain Meadows, but they have a CSD, but their roads are open.
Yeah, theirs have always been open.
You know, that how are they able to keep theirs open when we have a question whether we can do it or not?
Yeah, they're open because those are all dedicated roads. They've just never been accepted. But, you know, Bear Valley is a gated community. There's lots of gated communities, so there's got to be a mechanism to change it to a gated community. I'm sure there's a mechanism. We just have to find out what it is.
Yeah, because people are still in the daytime, usually. They do it all at night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's worth looking at. I mean, start the conversation and see if it's possible.
Yeah, last night somebody come right through my driveway and out the back driveway, and Marcus, Bill called me, and he said, Marcus just saw somebody go through your driveway, and there was nobody there. They didn't stop, ask, or nothing. So
you need to put speed bump.
I just close that gate and then I'll back out and back
Randy,
down.
And well, there was nothing stolen from that
on Halter and Morgan.
To go.
It was vandalized.
And the problem was the liability.
He's taking care of it. Yeah.
People
I don't think he
lives there. No one was tired
about it. So what did they do?
Maybe their cars were
and
one wasn't worth the other. So you just
doesn't. Does the queen
it's a good idea.
Nephew, his father and his dog lots up here.
Yeah, I know.
So what they do now, they call them speed pumps, and they make them about that wide.
So he must have
hired they're not as steep, and they don't have as much problems.
It's still liability.
Yeah. Oh, there's always liability. But there's liability in not slowing people down, too.
And then that guy.
We have a liability from that side, too.
Well, now, what about emergency vehicles? If we've got a gated community and if the power goes out, how's that?
The gates always can be manually opened.
I don't know them personally.
Who would be there to open it?
I think he must have hired somebody to.
If it was the fire department or something, they know how to open it.
They would know. Yeah.
They have the codes, actually.
Yeah.
Empty houses.
But they always have a manual release on it.
I can't. Yeah.
Randy,
you know, I think I have a phone.
I apologize.
I'm not
sure the, somebody isn't staying.
That changes the bylaws. You cannot change the bylaws. Only the members can.
We're not changing anything in the bylaws.
I said there's houses here, houses here, they're not.
We'll have a conversation in just a minute on that. Do we have anything else for the agenda? Okay, then I guess we can adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay.
Rita's done.
Okay, at some point we need to get together and decide our menu and our shopping trip.
Yeah.
Or picnic.
Yeah.
It'll be here before we know it.
I know it, and I was thinking about that yesterday.
What did you see in there that was changing the dates?
Can we get together without classifying that as a meeting, or do we have to?
It said that.
Because I know we have three of us reading back. Okay.
We have to decide the menu.
Well, I know that, but not the day before.
No, it doesn't take board action.
And I think in your
week before the meeting.
No, that's the date of record.
I'm sorry, wait.
Actually, you're right, it was the date for the ballots.
You mentioned.
Yeah, that was the last date for mail-in ballots.
We're going to have it.
Yes, and it's also going to be in the formal notice sent from the bylaws.
Oh, okay.
The annual meeting.
Well, you can also bring them to the annual meeting, that's the last day for mail, so we don't have to check. Otherwise, we'd have to be out here checking the mail at the same time as the meeting's going on. So you can set a date for the mail-in ballots to be received by. And that's the cutoff for receipt of those. If you want to do a ballot after that, you have to bring it to the meeting and hand deliver it. That, because you can vote up until the vote.
The next thing.
We can do nice.
Yeah.
A margarita.
Yeah, where's that? Oh, that's back up here. Well, we would have brought support if we had lunch up here.
That you were given.
Isn't it?
$25,000 grant.
No, the barbecue. I'm frazzled today.
Included in that $45,000 was a funds that to repair whatever damage.
You know what I mean?
When they were putting in the water line right here. Mountain Valley has been
I can argue with him for
whatever to it.
The contractor, we had the contractor repair a bunch of potholes and everything all along Sand Canyon, where the water line was installed.
He does that to me and Bill takes it off.
The contractor repaired damage that they caused, but they're not going to repave the whole road because the road's falling apart. That's not their responsibility. They repaired a lot of damage that was actually not even their fault, but they didn't fix everything because the road is falling apart. That road, the asphalt is shrinking, and part of it's because the groundwater table is so high through there that there's no support underneath of it when traffic drives on it. But that road is deteriorating, and it's the main reason it's deteriorating is because it's never been resealed. That road needed resealed. When it started cracking, it needs sealed, and that's never been done. So the water gets through there and it just falls apart. And there's nothing that can be done about it.
Bill said we were going to work.
But they repaired a lot of damage besides the damage they did.
Next Thursday.
They filled a lot of those potholes.
Because I wanted to do.
And they didn't cause the potholes. Their damage was along the sides of the road where they dug up when they were putting the pipeline in.
That and I didn't want to include the rest of it because it wasn't all that important.
You see the road one way, more than myself, since he used it.
But we can go up further on that road and you can see the same kind of damage in the road where the water line didn't go.
And they said she always gets that fine line where she's going to get
the sign used to be shut off at
crosses all 20 years of hard harsh.
Remember that sign?
That's really too bad.
We took it down. It was unsafe. Two cars to be traveling at any kind of speed.
She's the one that sold the signs when we had the HOA signs.
So they might have been stealing the signs from somebody hitting that and coming down. So
that's why
it's taken
down. It's been too bad.
The one
that's your little
Well, there isn't that much in the way of damage on that road. The road is falling apart.
Why is it falling apart to the degree?
Because down here you're in this alluvial plain down here where all the water flows underground. If you dig a hole up there 3 feet deep, it's going to fill in with water. So in the wintertime, the water comes all the way up under that road.
I'm sure the two water companies up here would love to hear.
Well, that's what it is. But there's no support under that road. That road needs drainage put under it. It needs base put under it. It's going to last a long time, but it's not going to.
Well, I think you're adding double talk in there.
Did you see all the stuff that the contractor did repair? Because they went through there and repaired a lot of potholes. But if you look at the asphalt, it's shrinking and it's leaving gaps. That's the asphalt.
All this started because this guy wanted to go back and let you go. And we know
who's your boys.
What's that?
Who gave you this information of why this isn't done, this isn't done, this isn't done? Do you have it in writing?
Have what in writing? I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, you said about the water underground and that's why this...
When we dug a trench through there, the trench filled up with water. That's how I know how deep the water is there. And that's the same as the big spot down here at Tanganda, where the pavements all tore up right there. When you dug the trench through there, the water comes up several feet in the trench. That's where the water table is right through here, because this is where the water flows. You can actually look at the foundation of this house because it's sinking, because the water level under here in the wintertime comes up so high, it's all mud and it just sinks.
This water here, this house
here. But this is where the water comes through, and it comes through just below the ground.
They stopped on the
floor. Okay, John.
But that's why this road is going to be a nightmare to ever try and keep asphalt on. Because there's no support underneath, because in the wintertime the water table comes through to the surface. But it's right here in this creek bed. That's what this is, the creek bed.
Oh, I'm not going to bring anything. Everybody needs Randy's cupcakes.
But they did a lot of repairs on that road. We had them do extra work on that road.
You don't want to take him home, my husband.
You guys want a cupcake?
Liz? Thank you, but no thank you.
I'm watching his side, don't worry.
I remember John shaking his head over the road. He was out there working, and I, you know, came down the road and stopped to say hi, and he was just, water.
The what?
Yeah, the water table through here is crazy in the wintertime. I mean, it comes right up to the surface.
I just have that. Randy always brings stuff, and I
thought, okay, I'm going to do this.
No water.
And nobody wants them.
It's almost like a spring where the mailboxes are down there at Tangamba. You could actually see it this spring. You could see a wet area right there where those things were. Everything else was dry, but there was a constant wet area right there.
So I'm never hungry when I come to the meeting.
Well, I'm more than that. In fact, I bought the oldest city.
This is toast or something. I have to have something in there.
What about the old sales office?
I can't eat Mexican food down there.
I don't eat it spicy hot.
The wells don't pick up any of this surface water, this groundwater that's up close to the surface, because they have a concrete seal 50 feet deep. So they don't get that water.
You eat hot sausage?
No.
Because you have to have an annular seal, they call it, a concrete seal that goes down 50 feet. Because the water up close to the surface is contaminated. So they don't want it going into wells. So it seals that off. But that's part of the water that goes into the pond, is the water that's just below the surface here. That's where it comes up.
Some of it, they say, is undrinkable because of the arsenic.
A lot of it out here is above the standards. I wouldn't say it's undrinkable, but it's above the standards for arsenic. A lot of it is.